And we're reading from verse 1 to verse 14. We take a text from there. Our word for the month is taken from the book of Haggai, chapter 2 and verse 19, which was we shared yesterday. The Bible says that even if the vine has not borne fruit up till now, but from this day, I will bless you. Hallelujah. If things have not been working, if a door has been shut against you for so long, the Bible says, if you are truly and faithfully and heartily serving the Lord, this time, that door will open. I thought I would hear a bigger amen for that. Because you are not sure of your service. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And some of you may wonder and say, God, when God brings his word, why should he give it to a particular people? No, you have to make sure that you are part of the particular. Praise the Lord. That's what is important. And God said it. It is not a general word. This word is for the faithful. And there is a reason why God decided that it is time that he wants to pour out his blessing upon the faithfuls. Praise the Lord. Because he said it in his word. There will be a time where there will be a distinction between those who serve me and those who serve me not. Glory be to Jesus. Let's rise on our feet as we read the word of God in harmony. Esther chapter 6. And we'll read from the first verse to the 14th verse. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Let's read. One to go. On that night, could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before a king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity had been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servants and made the minister unto him, there is nothing done for him. And the king said, who is the court? Now, Haman was come into the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. Is somebody following what we are reading? Because there are two scenarios here. Hallelujah. The king is asking if somebody has been blessed, and somebody is planning to kill the person. Two different scenarios. One is in line for a blessing. The same person is in line to be destroyed. Hallelujah. We will see which one will prevail. Read on. Yes. She said to him, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighted to honor, let the royal apparel be brought which the king used to wear, and the horse that the king rided upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head, and let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delighted to honor, and bring him on horseback through the streets of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor. Then the king said to Haman, make haste and take the apparel, the horse, and the horse said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew, that the seated at the king's gate, let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. Stop there first. Did you catch that?
Yes.
Oh. I prophesy to you. every evil plan against your life. Those that are planning for your destruction, planning for your ruin, God will use them for your blessing.
Amen.
I said, God will use them for your blessing.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus. I hope you receive that. Glory be to Jesus. Let's read on. And proclaim before him, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the Lord delighted to honor. Beloved, can you see that? Someone wants to curse you. When they open their mouth, it is a blessing that will come out. Because the Lord delights to honor you. When it is the season that the Lord delights in your service. Everyone that wants to curse you, once they open their mouth, it is a blessing. If they had planned before you show up that they are not going to favor you, when they see you, they will have no choice but to favor you.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus. It's good to serve God. Read on. But Haman hasted to his house mourning. Your enemies will mourn. Because you see, when they begin to see the Lord lifting you up, when you are smiling, they will be frowning. Oh. Glory be to Jesus. Let's go on. Stop. This next verse, I want you to read it very well. Keep your eye on what is there. Because from today, if you have not been serving God, even people around you will testify that you are a servant of God. From today. Let's read it together. 13. And Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends, everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh, his wife, unto him, if Mordecai be the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther has prepared. I titled today's message, Provoking Divine Compensation. Provoking Divine Compensation. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you because your word is fresh. Thank you, Father, because of the insights and revelation that we shall receive from your word today that will bring transformation into our lives and bring us in an alignment to your will and to your plan for us, even at such a time as this. We thank you, Lord, because we know your presence is here. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So, Holy Spirit, have your way in the hearts and minds of the people of God today. And let the word of God come and find entrance into their hearts, into their situation and circumstances to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the answer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I perceive that even as we were reading that text, deliverance was already taking place for some people. Yes, I perceive that in my spirit. Because that word in itself is a liberating truth. Many are already liberated right here. You are already liberated. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. This story of Mordecai, it's really a serious food for thought for every believer. We need to, from time to time, ask ourselves, why am I saved? Why did God really save me? Why did he save me? When he saved me, why did he save me? We already know that we didn't save ourselves because no one comes to the Father except the Father draws him. So we already know that it was his choice. And that was why Jesus said in John 15, he said, I chose you, you didn't choose me. So God chose you as at that time. When he called you, you answered. Praise the Lord. When he called me, I answered. Because there is no way God will call somebody and then you won't answer. The reason why people have not answered, they still have not got the call. Nobody says no to God. Hello? Praise the Lord. This is a man who served the king, as we have read in the scripture. This man called Mordecai, a Jew. In other words, today we would say he's a Christian, a believer. He served the king faithfully in the sense that when he was among the group of people that wanted to bring evil upon the king, he went to the king to say, these people are the little foxes that are spoiling the vine. Hello? He had enough integrity. You know, many of us these days, when you see people doing wrong, it's like they are on their own. That's them. As long as I am doing what is right. Praise the Lord. Even in our places of work, you see people who are compromising there. We keep quiet. We turn to the other side as if we didn't know. But we talk about what they are doing that is not right. Mordecai was not that kind of a Christian. When he sees sin, he challenges it. When he sees the devil, he casts it out. Praise the Lord. A fearless Christian. The Bible says the righteous shall be bold as a lion. He did not care what those people would say or what they would do to him. He made up his mind he was going to stand for righteousness. What kind of a service is that? A faithful service. What can be said of our own service unto God? Is it a faithful one? Do I see other people and see a pit in front of them and say, well, if they can't see, that is their own business, and allow them to fall into the pit? Do we see sin in people's life and we do not challenge it? And say, well, that is their own. Is the reason why we don't challenge it because we are afraid of them, we are intimidated, or because we think that they are going to give us names? He's a snitch, he's a snitch. And for even the young ones in your schools, you see your classmates, they are cheating. And say, well, as long as I'm doing my own work, that's their own. Mordecai was not a Christian like that. When he sees that something is contrary to the will of God, he challenges it. Glory be to Jesus. He challenges it. He will not allow sin to continue to grow in his environment, because he knew that if it continues to grow, it's only a matter of time before it begins to affect him. Amen. He was not afraid to name sin for what it is. He was not afraid to declare any conspiracy that is going on against the king. He was not afraid to challenge it. And so, he challenged it. Hallelujah. Many a times when you try to challenge maybe some things, attitude, conduct, habits in people's lives, and because of their reaction to you, I say, I will not do it again. No, the last time that I did, you see how everybody named me. You see what they called me. You see now, nobody wants to talk to me. When they see me, they will keep quiet. When I leave, they will start talking again. Hello? Do I have witnesses in this house? Yes. Because you are trying to tell people the truth. And beloved, many people don't want to hear the truth. Many people don't want to hear the truth. And what happens? We say, I don't want them, let them not give me any name. I don't want people to give me name. They are on their own. Let me not try to correct anybody. The Bible says that the word of God is given for reproof and for correction. If you have the word, use it and correct. That's what the word is for. Inasmuch as the word of God will come to edify you, it also comes to correct you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So many times you say, it's not my place. Anytime that you are shying away from correcting any wrong that you see, you are not offering a faithful service unto God. Praise the Lord. Did you hear that? You are not offering a faithful service unto God. That's what a lot of people do. I remember in those days, in my parents' house, and she had one driver then that, of course, say, oh, there's no fuel in the car. Take the money, go and buy the fuel. But my mother now noticed that, this fuel, what happened? This fuel is burning quickly. Is it the type they imported? Because we know how long we use the fuel we used to buy, how long it will take us. But all of a sudden, my mother now decided, okay, the lady that used to go to the shop for her, they will only buy fuel when he goes to pick her from the shop, so that it is the girl that will pay for it. The driver was very angry. Hello? He was now very angry because he was now forced to buy the correct amount of fuel because somebody was there. So the girl now went to my mom and said, bro, that has not been buying the correct thing. That's why. So my mother decided he wasn't going to send him to buy the fuel again. There was so much trouble for this girl in the house. Hello, somebody. Why? Because she told the truth about what was going on. There was nothing that they didn't say. There was so much conspiracy for my mother to send her away. But my mother said, no, I will not send this girl away. She did this in the shop. This is what she's doing. Anytime I go and pick her. But my mother knew that it was because the girl stood for the truth. Sometimes when you stand to correct and you stand for the truth, get ready. Because there will be serious and fierce opposition. Hallelujah. Hello?